Bava Basra, Perikhei, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah will deal with the various types of kinyonim, of acquisitions that are done in order to be able to purchase an item and take ownership of that item. It's necessary first to discuss some of the methods of acquisition, methods of kinyon. One is hagbah. Hagbah is to raise the item up into the air. When the person purchasing the item raises the item up into the air, that method of kinyan is effective even in Rosh Hasharabim, even in a public domain. Meshicha, which is where you draw or pull the item towards yourself, when you do that, that's effective in a simta, an alleyway, or a courtyard that belongs to both people. It's not effective in Rosh Hasharabim in the public domain. Another item that's important to be aware of is that until a price is agreed upon between the two parties, any act of acquisition is irrelevant, because until the price is determined, each party is not really serious about the issue, because once they hear the price, they may want to back out. The Mishnah begins, Hamocher peres l'chaveru, somebody sells fruit, produce to their friend. So, mashach v'lo madad, let's say they do the act of meshicha. This is talking about a area where meshicha is effective, such as a chatzer, a courtyard that belongs to both of them. V'lo madad, but they didn't measure out the amount yet. Kana, the acquisition is effective, because even though they don't know the amount, but they know that the price has already been established and the meshicha happened, and they just have to measure out the proper amount. That can happen afterwards. That kinyan has taken place. Now, one thing that's important to note, and that is normally when hagbah, when lifting it up is available, and that's something you're able to do, that is the kinyan that needs to happen. So, therefore, this case is talking about that meshich is being done because we're talking about large either baskets or bags of produce, and as such, hagbah is difficult. If hagbah, lifting it up, is difficult, so then meshich is effective. And that's what the case is talking about when it says mashach v'lo madad kana. The Mishnah's next case is madad v'lo mashach. If you measure it out but you didn't do meshicha, lo kana, you have not created a kinyan. The medida alone, the measuring it out, is not effective as a kinyan. Now, it's important to point out that it must be talking about a case where the person who's doing the measuring out is the seller, because if the purchaser were to do the measuring out, he would be kona by the act of hagbah, by lifting it up when he measures it out. By perforce, there is an act of hagbah happening, and as such, that would provide a kinyan. So therefore, we're talking about that the measuring out is being done by the seller. Now, the Mishnah tells us that im haya pikeach, if the purchaser is an intelligent or wise person, and he wants to make sure that the sale is effective, he doesn't want the seller to back out, and it may be a circumstance or a place where it's difficult to do hagbah, or meshicha may not be effective or possible. So he says, under certain circumstances, socher es mekoman, he should talk to the buyer about renting out the area where the produce is located, because if he rents out the area, when he takes possession of the real estate where it's located, by definition, he also is able to acquire at the very same time the items that are located on that piece of real estate. This is actually one of the methods of acquisition that we use in the purchasing of selling rather of chametz to a non-Jew before Pesach, that by giving them the non-Jew a rental in a piece of real estate, we piggyback with it, and also we through the virtue of the fact that he is not ownership, but he's rented the area where the chametz is located, he's able to be kona to acquire all the chametz that's located in the area that he has rented. The Mishnah continues, halokech pishton mechavero, somebody purchases flax from his friend, hareza lo kona, he has not a kinyan, has not acquired it, ad shi yitatalenu bimakam lemakam, until he moves it from place to place. Now, moving from place to place is not really the most significant point here. That you have to move it from one place to another is only because what you really need to do here is hagbah, is to lift it up. Once you lift it out, generally when you pick it up, you put it somewhere else. So that's why it says ad shi yitatalenu bimakam lemakam, that you carry it from place to place. But really, the interest here is that it should be lifted up. Because since flax is something that you could easily lift up, Therefore, hagbah is the necessary method of acquisition, and they're not kona until you do hagbah. Now, v'mhaya b'mechumer lekarka, let's say we're dealing with flax that's attached to the ground, v'tolash kol shehu, and he's uprooted some small amount of it, kona, he's been kona the flax, all of the flax located there. And the way that works is, that Gemara says, we're talking about a case where the seller says to the purchaser, go improve my karka, improve my real estate, do something that is an act of improvement, and you can be kona, you can acquire everything along with that, because you're acquiring my karka, either just as a way of acquiring all the items that are on it, or maybe perhaps he's actually giving him some karka. But in any event, by acquiring the karka, and how he acquires the karka is by improving the karka, which is by harvesting some of the item that's attached to the ground, he has therefore taken possession of the karka and all the items that are on that karka as well.